olemaan senkin myös.
When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened?
Double tree.
On a buggy, the thing the traces come back to in order to hook onto is called the...
Well, I don't know of anybody. It's a double tree too.
And
a single tree, one or the other.
Now in the wagon, you would have two horses,
Billy
and
did.
Each one has a single tree. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
Double tree.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon, and he was driving alone, you would say he was doing what?
Riding.
And carrying the wood.
Hauling the wood.
What would you say somebody is doing when he's filling up his wagon at the woodlot and taking it to the house, unloading it and filling it up again?
And delivering wood. Hauling wood.
Uh-huh. Let's see, suppose there were a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and...
Snaked it out, I drug it out.
We have, blank, quite a few stumps out of there with mules and chains.
Pulled.
How else could you say that?
You could have blasted them out.
What do you break the ground with in the spring?
Old time I did it with a boy Dixie. Two-horse turning plow.
What is the first thing you use in the field when you're getting ready to plant?
Use a turning plow to boy Dixie, one or the other, Houston.
Are there any other kinds you use later?
Tractors with harrows and turning plows of all descriptions.
What about later on in the spring, would you, after?
Use cultivators to work your crop.
What would you call the kind you use on a hill?
About 5:30 tomorrow evening.
Tiller?
Just be me and Roy and all.
Let's see, after you've plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
Harrows.
What kind of different harrows?
Drag harrows.
All right.
Tillers, rotary tillers. There's a lot of different types of harrows.
What is it that wheels of a wagon fit onto?
How come y'all couldn't eat before?
Wheels of a wagon what?
Fit onto. So cross piece like this.
Oh, that's the axle.
What would you call an X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it?
Sawhorse. Sawbuck. A horse or a buck.
What would you call an A-shaped frame that you use to lay the boards across to make a table for a church supper?
Table support oven. I don't know the name for that.
Let's see, you straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
And when you use one of these, you might say that you're going to do something to your hair.
You're going to comb it?
Let's see, you sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
What would you put in a revolver?
Cartridge.
A plank laid over a trestle for children to play on.
Oh, a sawhorse? You mean over a sawhorse?
Yeah.
That'd be a... Oh, what do you call it? A seesaw.
Would there be other names for this?
Teeter board, I believe they call it.
Let's see, would there be any difference, say, between, what about a teeter horse and a teeter board? Would there be any difference? Yeah.
I wouldn't know the difference in that.
What do you call a limber plank fixed at both ends that children use to jump up and down?
Springboard.
There might be a plank that is anchored in the middle to a post or stump. Children get on each end and spin around in it. What would you call that?
Flying Jenny.
Yeah, Flying Jenny.
Would you ever call this a Flying Dutchman? Or a whirligig?
Whirligig, yeah.
Whirligig.
No, I think you would.
If somebody were going around in one of these things, what would you say they were doing?
Riding the Flying Jenny.
Or if they were on a teeter board and they were going up and down?
Teeter totting, I reckon.
When you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it so that children can go back and forth and you're making it.
A swing.
What would you carry coal in?
Coal bucket.